Welcome to the Healing Petloss podcast. My name is Marianne Sussi. I'm the founder of healingpetloss.com and author of the books Healing Petloss, From Grief to Gratitude After Petloss, The Healing Petloss Two-Letter Writing Technique, and Healing Petloss Guilt. In this episode of the Healing Petloss podcast, we meet Angel Dog Iggy. As I begin preparations for the Sacred Spirit Journey to connect with Tamara's Angel Dog Iggy, I'm centered in my heart and soon feel guided to go out into the spirit landscape I have been to in many previous journeys, a beautiful beach by the big ocean. Many of my guides are present. I notice that an angel is here, and the angel goes to Iggy, who is standing next to me. The angel places a flower wreath on Iggy's head, a wreath made of blue forget-me-nots, but with one pink forget-me-not among them. Tamara, who is also here, gets a wreath with forget-me-nots, mostly pink, with some blue mingled in. Tamara's angel dog Winnie comes too, and she gets a pink wreath. They all sit together as the day dawns, a beautiful family. In our hearts, we were never apart, says Iggy. Thank you for coming to see me. The fact that I have barely started on the journey and all of them are already with me speaks to the close bond they all have. Tamara greets Winnie and Iggy warmly and picks Iggy up in her arms and looks into his eyes, smiling. My precious Iggy, she says, thank you for your love, your companionship, and for all the good times we had. Thank you for always being there with and for me. Iggy says, when I look into your heart, I see love. When I look into your soul, I see us traveling along our soul's path, peacefully, joyfully, through eternity, never apart. Hearts that beat in sync, souls that are family, shared experiences, adventures, supporting one another, loyal to each other in life and death. While my physical body is gone, my soul is eternal and so is yours. We can meet in the place beyond time and space, on the path that is ours, learning to love, sharing the love, sharing our light with the world. Because of our love, the world is a better place, a kinder place. Because of our love, joy lives, peace reigns in hearts that need it, and unbreakable bonds are formed between others that have met us and witnessed our bond of love. Thank you, sweet friend, fellow soul traveler, and dear companion. My heart is full and overflowing with gratitude, with love, with joy, with peace. I will love you always. Tamara holds him close and kisses him. After a while, she looks up and around the place. The sun is shining from a blue sky. Light is shimmering on the water. Tamara puts Iggy down on the beach, and she goes to Winnie and greets her. They stand side by side, facing Tamara, looking at her with a smile on their faces. They look happy and at peace. We are, Winnie says. We are together in the light. All is well. We hold the love for you. We hold peace for you. And we bring you our joy. I see Iggy is carrying his yellow ball. A note. Iggy received the yellow ball from Winnie in an earlier journey I did for Winnie after she passed. Iggy brings the yellow ball to Tamara, smiles, and says, let's play. Throw the ball. Tamara smiles, takes the ball, and throws it along the beach. Both Iggy and Winnie run after it. Winnie wins this time and brings it back to Tamara. They continue for a while, and they take turns winning. Afterwards, they sit together facing the sea, looking at the shimmering water, the vast blue sky, and into the horizon and beyond. A special beam of divine light shines on Iggy, and he looks beautiful. Iggy says to Tamara, in the light you will find me as your happy puppy, as your strong, loyal companion, and as an elder full of wisdom and memories of a happy, long life. Keep it all in your heart. Cherish the memories of us, and know in your heart and soul that we will meet again. Winnie and I are okay. We will visit you. We will watch over you. We will comfort you when you're sad and laugh with you when you are happy. We will be with you in the still of night when the veil between the worlds is thin and you can feel us near. When you feel us near, we are. When you see signs from us, trust your heart. When you go for a walk, invite us along and we will explore with you and keep you company. Thank you for your infinite caring love. Thank you for seeing our hearts and souls. Thank you for being part of our life. You mean the world to us. A heart like yours is the greatest treasure. Take care of it and of yourself, and walk forward with faith and with joy, knowing in your heart we're near. We will love you till the end of time. Iggy and Winnie stand close together and say a warm farewell to Tamara. Then they walk along the divine ray of light into a great opening in the distance, where we get a glimpse of angels receiving them. Tamara touches her heart with her hands and whispers, "Thank you, sweet friends. Thank you, Iggy. Thank you, Winnie." As she turns to leave for home, she notices that the angel is next to her, imbuing this entire area with a feeling of peace and grace. "May I walk you home?" the angel asks. Tamara says, "Oh yes, thank you." With peace in her heart and joyful memories filling her soul, Tamara walks home accompanied by the angel. At home she puts the wreath she received during the meeting in a prominent place in the window where the flowers look beautiful. She feels her loved ones are close and gratitude in her heart. Tamara says to herself, "I'm fortunate and blessed to have had such beautiful divine souls in my life. They will always be part of me. Then I say goodbye and end the journey." And that was the Sacred Spirit Journey with Angel Dog Iggy. You can see photos, read and listen to this journey on my website, healingpetlars.com. And if you wish to receive a message from your own animal friend that has passed, go to healingpetlars.com and click the link at the top of the page where it says "Receive a message." Blessings and peace to you and your angel animals.